This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget today. The Peace of the Father. And we're at part 22. And today, we're going to look at Romans, the 12th chapter, verses 17 through 19. Funnily enough, at the moment on Worship TV, which will be on this evening at 8:30 UK time, on live stream, live, we are going through Romans, the 12th chapter, verse by verse by verse, and I tell you, Romans 12 is an amazing book, as is the whole of Romans, actually. But this is what the 12th chapter of Romans and the 17th verse says. Paul is saying this: never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honorable. Do all you can to live in peace with everyone. Dear friends, never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God, for the scriptures say, "I will take revenge. I will pay them back," says the Lord. Instead, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals of shame on their heads. Don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing right. So powerful. And this, of course, was Jesus' teaching all the way through. Turn the other cheek. How many times should we forgive, Lord? Seven times? No, says the Lord, 70 times seven. So he's not saying that you've got to do it exactly 70 times seven. That's 490 times. No. The Lord isn't saying that at all. He's just saying, look, not seven, 70 times seven, 7,000 times seven, whatever it is. He's saying, you should turn the other cheek. You shouldn't be looking for revenge. But David, surely revenge is our human nature. Yes, it is. And that human nature, I can tell you, is not born of the Spirit of God unless you allow God to control your life. And therefore, the spiritual nature supersedes the physical nature. I'll say that again. The spiritual nature supersedes the physical nature. And the physical nature makes us want to play back evil with evil. Someone does something bad to us, oh boy, we're going to do it back to them straight away. So many people have said to me, David, the Bible says, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Yes. And Jesus quotes that. And he says, although the scripture says an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, this is what I say to you, turn the other cheek. He completely turns that philosophy in the Old Testament on its head and says, no, not an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Don't allow yourself to be brought into that. Never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way, says Paul, that everyone can see you are honorable. Just imagine. Someone's having a go at you. Someone is being really nasty to you. Someone is hurting you in a profound way. And instead of playing mind games and finding a way of hurting that person back, what do? You are honorable. And maybe you tell that person that you love them, that you care for them. There's no fear of conflict in your life because you're turning to them and you're saying, I love you and I forgive you. In fact, I'm talking to someone specific right now. You know who you are. You've been in conflict with someone. Someone who was once very close, but has hurt you terribly. And you are thinking of ways of revenging that hurt. Because on the face of it, you think by revenging that hurt, it'll make you feel so much better. I was watching a program on TV the other night where this guy's son had been killed, and he had been killed by a woman. Well, she was involved. She knew all about it. And an interviewer was speaking to her in prison. And then he spoke to the father of the child who'd been killed. Child, he was 22. And you could see the anger and the bitterness in the man's face. The wife, his wife, just said, look, I can't forgive this man at the moment. I can't forgive this woman either at the moment. And her husband looked to her as much to say, what do you mean, at the moment? I can never forgive. I can never do it. And the man went on to say that he wishes that he could torture this girl the way his son was tortured. He wishes that so deeply. And the interviewer said, would that help you? And the man thought, and then said, no, I don't think so. That's the point. Revenge is never going to help you. It's never going to make you feel better. And that is why Paul is saying what he's saying. Do things in such a way that everyone can see that you are honorable. Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. I'm talking to this person now. You've been thinking of revenge. And you're just listening to this now. And I believe there are tears in your eyes because deep in your heart you know that's not the way. Deep in your heart you know the only way is the way of the Lord, and that is forgiveness. Paul quotes scripture and says, I will take revenge, I will pay them back, says the Lord. In another version that says, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Revenge is God's power. Revenge is God's thing, not ours. We have to bear this in mind. But as I'm speaking to you, you're feeling peace. Perhaps a peace you haven't felt in a long time. That peace comes from the Father. And the Lord is saying to you, turn away from revenge. Turn your eyes to me. Let me deal with this. But what I want you to do is to live in peace. And the way to live in peace is to tell that person you love them. So, beloved, what I want you to do, in a few moments' time, if you can, I want you to call that person on the phone. You know their telephone number. I want you to call them, and I want you to say to them, in the name of Jesus, I forgive you and I love you. In the name of Jesus, I forgive you, for I love you. Paul goes on to say about enemies, he says, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they're thirsty, give them something to drink. And when you do this, you will heap burning coals of shame on their heads. I believe this person who has hurt you, when you call them and say, in the name of Jesus, I forgive you and I love you, that is exactly what you will do. Because the shame won't be anything to do with you. The shame will be on them. And perhaps that is the very thing, the very moment in their lives that are going to turn their lives around and turn them around for the good. Because that's what God is in the business of. Restoration. Restoring of lives. And you could be instrumental in that. In fact, do you know what? I know you will be instrumental in that. And I know I'm talking straight into your heart now. And I know you can feel it. I know you can feel it. I know you can understand it. Making that phone call, you think is going to be so difficult. It'll be one of the easiest things you've done. As soon as you dial the number, the peace of God is going to fall in an amazing way. If that is you, don't even wait for the end of this message. Go to the phone now. Pick up the phone now and dial the number. And feel the peace that comes from the Father. I can feel it already right here. I know you can feel it too. Father, you are amazing. You are incredible. And I give you the honor and the glory and the power due your holy name in delivering this message through me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for transformed lives. Never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honorable. Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. Sense his peace now? Can you sense his peace right now, running all the way through you? And I believe this too, that the peace that you are feeling isn't only in your life, but it radiates to whoever you come into contact with. no matter who it is, your children, your grandchildren, your uncle, your auntie, it doesn't matter who, but it radiates through your life. Because Jesus is the King of Kings, and he's the Lord of Lords, and that's what he does. If I've been talking to you today, I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email to studio@worshipradio247.org as soon as you've finished that telephone conversation, and just say, it was me.